He's done well from crypto. He did make one. He did sell a nascent bit of crypto.
Okay.
And then it surged by multiple factors the next like fortnight.
Should we talk about this afterwards?
Yeah.
Save the boring crypto chat for afterwards. Hello and welcome to Why Is Harriet Crying? With me, Harriet Kemsley, Sunil Patel, and our wonderful guest today, Alex Keeley. Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I have to do a disclaimer before we start, and that is that I've had bronchitis, and so I, whenever I laugh, I cough, and then whenever I cough, sometimes I vomit, and so I'm trying not to laugh. Also, I think I might have maybe fractured a rib from coughing and vomiting so hard, so I'm really going to try not to laugh. So, just so everyone knows, I am finding this funny, but I'm trying desperately not to show it.
Do we need to get you a bucket?
That actually might have been a good idea, but I'm hoping the adrenaline...
Yeah.
But I don't even know if I have adrenaline doing this anymore.
Fight or flight right now, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm generally quite good that I can get it in my hand.
Okay.
We'll just...
I'm going to chug this and then you can vomit in the empty latte cup vomit.
I'd like to make a disclaimer that I'm wearing an orange shirt. So if you're just listening to it, it might be worth
subscribing to the
Patreon to watch the video of me wearing an orange shirt.
It is funny because it's October and you do look like a pumpkin.
She waited hours to do that joke. Didn't it? But this is the problem. She says she's only going to laugh at her own jokes anyway. We'll mute that out.
Failed it already.
Yeah, but you're
trying so hard.
At no point will you laugh at either me or Alex. No, you'll just laugh at your own jokes.
I've laughed enough now. I'm done. It's just because I've been waiting a long time to say that you look like a pumpkin.
Are you laughing as well, Elliot?
No.
Good lad.
He's good at silently laughing.
Did Keeley laugh?
Keeley laughed.
Oh, I enjoyed you laughing at your own stuff. Yeah, you put like a full health warning and being like, all your shit's rubbish, but I will literally crack myself up over this.
Oh, there she goes, laughing again at her own joke.
I was laughing at him there. I'm sorry, this must sound horrible.
Good luck in the edit, Elliot. Good luck in the edit.
No,
shall I take over?
This has to be a very serious podcast.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll take over. Right, Alex, thank you for coming on our podcast.
Yeah. So you deliberately needed a guest with the lowest laugh rate possible this week. You're like, just get him talking about the Tories for an hour with no gags, and then that.
Keeley takes it as a burn. Wasn't there? Chaos already. Don't know if anyone remembers the episode we did with Sean McLaughlin that absolutely descended into farce. We'd have another repeat of that.
It was our first ever video one, and it started with you spitting your whole coffee on the table.
Yeah. Anyway.
You didn't get lost. There was a rumour going around that you got lost on the way here, but you didn't.
I would have arrived perfectly on time, but I misunderstood when I was meant to arrive, and I just went to not even a very nice coffee shop to do like half an hour's worth of...
Please don't insult Cafe Lulu. That is...
Sorry, anti-shout out to Cafe Lulu.
Are you trying to dox yourself on the podcast?
What does that mean?
Giving away your location and your address.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I'll check how many Cafe Lulus there are in London.
Yeah, maybe there's another Cafe Lulu.
Okay.
In Herne Hill.
Actually, I think it'd be quite smart.
No, she's done it.
I wanted to give them like a multiple choice of where you live. And you can take other contextual clues.
She's made herself cough again.
Oh my God.
No, that was you. I was laughing at you.
Someone else is going to have to search, I'm afraid. I got no signal. This is good, isn't it? This is the inability to have signal on the podcast. That's like electric gear,
right? We do that on purpose. Yeah, we don't want our guests to be distracted. So we took it away.
Okay. I'm not allowed. I've just been told.
How do you take it away?
I'm not allowed to cross my legs. I've just been told.
Why are you doing that with your arms, though? You don't have to do that thing with your arms.
I don't know what to do with my arms if I don't cross my legs.
You need to get better with your posture because you're very slouched.
I've actually got very good posture.
You haven't. It's got worse. It got better and then it got worse.
It's actually got much better because of the working out I've been doing.
Yeah? What working out have you been doing?
Just posture.
Okay, he worked out today. In case his personal trainer is listening, he worked out and then he ate two pizzas.
Damo's not listening. And you will edit that out, Elliot. I didn't eat two pizzas. I ate the small American hot minus one slice that Keely got.
Yes, please.
And two boxes of dough balls.
And three or four little dough balls.
Not three or four.
Hang on, let me put it down. So, because I just moved my position, haven't I? Hard to know what to do with all this equipment. I still haven't got used to all this equipment.
It's very professional for us. We're not used to the professionalness of it. Alex has come with a notebook, so we're not used to that either.
How dare you show us up on our own podcast?
I've got four whole bullet points. That's right. The amount of content
we've never
generation.
Written a note before.
What's the first bullet point, please?
Oh, really? Okay. It just says emotionally continent. It's like
wait for it. She's about to.
Yeah.
She's about to blow.
Yeah. Every time Harriet makes a sound of a doomed character in a Victorian novel two-thirds of the way through, I'm like, victory! Got a laugh line. Sounds like we're visiting you and we're saying, you're going to make it. You're going to pull through.
I'm trying to keep it up in my head. He keeps trying to go down into my chest.
What it does.
Oh, man.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, emotionally continent.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So, like, I suppose the opposite of emotionally incontinent.
You keep it in.
I keep it in. But it's like, I would say I have like a sort of a wire or diode like disconnect. There's something missing between like my brain and my eyes because I think I am emotional.
Yeah.
But I don't cry loads. No. I'd like to cry more. I want to cry more than I do.
Why?
Well, for one thing, there's like the reason your tears are salty is that it's like expelling the hormones. It's expelling like hormones and stuff.
Why am I so hormonal, though?
Is that right?
That's why you feel better when you cry because you're expelling bad chemicals.
You live longer because
chemicals.
You get rid of the bad stuff. Remember, I said this.
But you didn't say hormones. You just said bad stuff, which sounded
like, yeah. It sounds like a demon, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The reason it tastes so salty is because demons taste of salt. We all know it. Come on. I don't have a GCSE in biology, but I'm pretty sure that's what.
Oh, I wish I'd known that.
Yeah, yeah.
Before I made the decision to stop crying.
The choice when you were eight.
I did a test online the other week that said I was autistic.
Oh, really?
But it's like a BuzzFeed quiz.
Okay.
For a BuzzFeed quiz.
I love BuzzQueen. It's one of my favourites. BuzzQueen.
A BuzzQueen.
BuzzQueen is BuzzFeed After Dark.
Don't tell me to stop.
Which horny character are you from all of these horny television shows?
You have to stop laughing.
I can't stop laughing. You just said BuzzQueen Fizz.
My ribs, they're going to crack.
This is the worst episode.
This is
chaos.
This is like we're in the film Speed, except the bus can't go over quite funny. The bus has a top speed of quite funny, and otherwise you explode.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
God damn it, we can give these people 7 out of 10 comedy for the rest of this recording.
I think that we hit 10 out of 10 with BuzzQueed first.
Yeah.
Tell us about BuzzFeed quiz.
No, I was going to say, for something that you've just dismissed as just a BuzzFeed quiz, you sure have talked about it a lot in the last few weeks and told everybody that you're autistic.
I haven't said I'm autistic.
Yes.
But my point was re-emotions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I know how to fake them, but I feel dirty doing that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is apparently like... Because you know when like people... I like you can see when people are being insincere.
Yeah,
I can't do like I can't feign happiness. I can't be like, oh, this is amazing, if I walk into a party or something.
That's right.
Oh, it's a party, isn't it?
Have you ever thought anything's amazing?
Yeah.
What?
Just loads of stuff.
Give one example.
The nature.
What I love about that is you've not even gone for something that allows you to kind of make an empathetic emotional connection with another human being. No one's going to be like proud that you're happy about the concept of nature.
Life
in
that.
No, you've never been in nature.
Countryside.
When have you ever
been in
when
nature?
Have you ever walked into nature and seen nature you liked?
I went to Scotland the other week.
Yeah, but did you think this is amazing?
Yeah.
Actually, you did. I did, very refreshed.
Where do you go in Scotland?
The Highlands.
Whereabouts?
Drove around the whole coast.
Great. West or east or?
Both.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going,
are you doing it?
Yeah, I'm meeting my girlfriend's parents who live in Campbelltown, which is so, you get to Glasgow, and because they're tarmacking the airport, so we're taking the train to Glasgow, and then the flight would be half an hour, but it's a 5-hour drive round that, you know, the bit of Britain that looks like a wanging dick, the Mull of Kintyre, which was the British Board of Film Certification. Said that you can't have a penis more erect than the angle of the dangle of the Mull of Kintyre, and that more than that, it's pornographic rather than just like someone's willy being out in some scene that needed contextual nudity.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
And so her parents live at the...
Shaft?
Bell.
Yes.
The end of the... So it's like another 4 hours by car round from Glasgow.
So it's called Campbelltown.
Campbelltown, yeah.
Is that near... So Skye is off that coast?
Yeah, it's got. I think it's a bit further north.
Skye's a bit further north.
Yeah, but like not much further north. I think.
Yeah, so I was around there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that, and it was incredible. Some of the best scenery I've ever seen. I'd say the best scenery I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's amazing
without question.
Yeah,
yeah.
But you don't like being places with people.
What does that mean?
Things that are meant to be fun.
I don't like Thorpe Park, which you love. Is that what you mean?
I never said Thorpe Park, but. I would really like to go to Thorpe Park.
Yeah, you always want to go to Thorpe Park.
What are you saying? It was so much disgust.
It's just so, like, Thorpe Park. How is that something that's like, you'd want that?
Alex, have you ever been to Thorpe Park?
I have. I don't, I know what level of roller coaster I like, which is I really enjoy a roller coaster that at no point loops the loop. I don't ever want to be upside down. So
Kiddie ride.
Teacups.
A young adult's ride, like a Twilight ride, like that level. The roller coaster ride, the only one I like is the vampire at Chessington World Adventures. That is the most strenuous. That's... that doesn't loop the loop. It's not a big deal. That one. I just don't. I'm like, well, I don't want to be on upside down.
Yeah, I'm worried about my glasses.
Take your glasses off. Live a little.
What, and then see nothing.
We'll put contacts in.
Get some contacts for Thorpe
Park. Get some contacts for Thorpe Park so you can enjoy the roller coaster.
Phone up Boots Opticians because I'm going to Thorpe Park.
Yes.
Have a listen to yourself.
Well, you should just get them anyway. What if you were in nature and then your glasses fell off?
You wouldn't be able to enjoy it. You've seen me without glasses. It's not good.
Yeah, it is a bit much.
Do it for the cameras, I guess.
I'd also say that the queuing ratio is quite bad for the queuing to fun ratio.
The queue is part of the excitement.
For you. For the first 4 minutes, I'd say.
Well, I think maybe it's because I'm pregnant and once something's taken away from you, you realise what you had. And I can't go on roller coasters and you both can. So you're just taking your roller coaster privilege for granted.
Also, unless you have a really tall baby, it's going to be a while till that baby can ride.
That's true.
This infant must be freakishly tall to ride.
My mum used to put do a French braid on top of my head though so I could get onto the ride. So maybe I'll do that with the baby, but...
What?
You know, like, you can make your hair look taller, yeah, and then you'd wear, like, shoes with, like, a trainers,
like a baby,
you know,
like
the Spice
Girl
trainers, yeah. Okay. Try and get on those rides before you're safely able to go on them.
How many inches does that add to your height?
Just a couple of inches, but, you know, that's all you need at that age, just to get on the ride, yeah.
Yeah, I know, fair enough.
So, you're autistic. Me? And, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm not, but no. So what was the question?
that's what you started with. You did a BuzzFeed quiz that said you're autistic.
No, I was agreeing with Alex about, you know, continence with emotions. And like, but you feel like you do have the emotions, you just don't express them.
It's very, you know, I want to phrase this in a way which is not... I'll do a school shooting one day, but it's sort of that.
The fact you open with that suggests that you will. Yeah. I think so.
Well, you know, crucially, I've aged out of the school. It's just a regular shooting, then, isn't it?
Yes,
I'm out of the danger zone.
Yeah, you wouldn't be allowed in a school.
Difficult because I think technically quite funny, but quite odious that entire line. Of so I'm not. I think basically there's not enough small secretion of emotions and crying throughout, and it's a kind of a pot on a stove that's going to go at some point. I think
that's exciting.
Has it ever blown over? That is exciting.
It could happen at any time. You're like a volcano.
I think there've been times when I've suddenly lost my cool and just got... I remember getting angry at a co-worker when they like had not been ideal, but it was still like not okay.
I can't
that
imagine
I did that.
You getting angry, and I would love to see it.
Yeah, I do the same.
Can you let us know when it's going to happen?
I think the problem with me is when I get angry, I think it's usually a situation where I have, you know, it is reasonable that I'm angry. But as a result, I feel like I have like that righteous ire in those rare circumstances I do that I then kind of end up going over the top because I'm like, well, I'm in the right, so I can be as shouty about this as possible. And it's like a very rare occurrence. Like we're talking, you know, this is not even an annual event. This is very rare. But then it's just quite like, oh, okay. The boy thinks he's on his high horse and he's charging the infantry.
I have never been confident enough that I'm right that I could get angry.
You get angry though.
Yeah.
Oh. Just unconfidently angry.
Just unconfidently angry. Do you think it's because you both went to boys' schools?
No, I don't know. Definitely. Emotion's a sign of weakness, for sure.
Yeah. Big time.
You said no, but...
Yeah, I changed my mind when Alex said it.
you just didn't want to say yeah.
No.
Boys plus boarding for me as well, though, so I had...
Oh, you boarded as well. Yeah, my dad boarded.
Yeah.
What's your dad like?
Hard. Emotional? He doesn't really get... He doesn't cry.
Does
he cried
angry?
When our dog died, but that was like...
You've got to, though.
15 years ago.
You've got to. Man of that generation has to cry when the dog dies.
Yeah.
I got very angry at your wedding, but you weren't there.
Why?
I shouted at Evelyn.
Oh, yeah.
Evelyn Mock.
Wait, why?
Because it was raining heavily.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm going to go and get the taxi. You should follow, like, come when you're ready because it's raining hard. And I got there and I waited for 2 minutes in the pouring rain and they weren't coming. And then I ran back in the rain and she was just on her phone, just on Instagram.
And just didn't follow.
I was angry that I had to run back in the rain to get her the taxi home.
Oh. And you had organised the taxi as well.
And I'd organised the taxi. And then Felicity Ward was in the taxi and she calmed me down. It's very embarrassing when you get angry. I find when I get angry, I'm quite embarrassed.
Actually, I did get quite angry over a board game that my girlfriend bought me for my birthday.
Do you know what? I think I've heard this story.
Oh my God, wait.
It's already made its way around the circuit.
But I haven't heard it. I get angry about board games as well, actually.
I'm not going to tell you who.
Well, I mean, either Ivo or Tom Rosenthal.
Oh no, who was it?
Stuart Laws.
It was Stuart.
Stuart.
He ratted you out.
Fucking traitor.
No,
I've read that man directly.
He said it was very funny.
What happened?
Well, yeah, what exactly happened?
I just I was in a strong place in the game, and so was my girlfriend. And then my girlfriend made a decision that was technically a perfectly good decision on her part for herself, but I feel like she could have made an equally good decision on her part, which also would have helped my team in the board game out. And then I...
But wait, why would she want to help you?
Because, you know, the dream team. You know, the dream... But I just mean the other...
But doesn't she want to win?
Yeah, but I'm saying that... I felt there was an argument that it would have helped her long-term strategy in the game to keep me... Because I was getting dicked on by the players and just to maintain the kind of overall strategic balance of power between players.
So wait, there's a few people playing?
There were like five or six. The game is called The War on Terror and is meant to... The like overall kind of didactic lesson of the game is about how... self-destructive these conflicts are. Like, you can all choose to win the game if you all agree to stop. You can all draw the game at any moment, but no one ever does because everyone's like, I might be able to win.
Yeah.
You can achieve world peace by just not fighting anymore.
But and like, her decision meant world peace was off the table.
Her decision meant basically in the War on Terror game, you're all playing as empires, but then when you can send terrorists to the other people's stuff, and then when you're doing really badly, you can just choose to Hulk out and become a terrorist. So all of your like chips just like flip side and then you just become a terrorist and you can win the game by just like fucking everyone else over. And so one turn after she did that, I was like fine, you do that, I'm just gonna become a terrorist next time. I'm just gonna become do it but obviously like I have to become you force me to like, and it was really toxic energy. I felt really self-righteous for like 3 minutes and then like 4 minutes later, I was like, and I spent the next 2 hours just being like, I'm so sorry.
It was almost worse to say sorry after that, isn't it?
No, I felt like, I felt like, because other people in that game were quite badly behaved at different times. Like, I think almost only Stuart comes out as like, because he was like quite dippy with it. But I would say another couple of comedians. But it was just like, I just felt atrocious.
Yeah, I only heard about it because it's quite funny, the idea of you getting angry about a board game.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had a long drive, so it came out. In that
amazing. But it was just a long ball game as well. It was like 4 or 5 hours.
And it was your birthday, you know. It brings up emotions.
You had every right to kick off.
And I had to keep explaining. I had to keep stressing my girlfriend and be like, it's because the game is so good that I'm so angry. Like, this was a great present you got me.
Oh, she bought it as well.
Yeah. So I was like, if it was a bad game, I wouldn't care and I wouldn't got angry. It's precisely because I care that I got angry, so therefore it's a good game. Now, take your turn.
Was she upset that you got angry?
No, she found it really funny and I think really enjoyed the weakness displayed on my part of me having a fit about it.
That's a good point, actually. I think anger is a weakness. So I don't.
What did anything else happen that day? Because for me, if I was going to get angry, it could be unrelated to what actually happened.
So what was my equivalent of like hanger that set me off?
It was literally the board game.
I'd be doing a lot of driving and ferrying and that.
You're
so
tired.
I think I was, I think basically I was being a bad loser.
You wanted to win, it was your birthday.
Yeah.
Driving does make you angry, like afterwards. Mm. You've got a shorter fuse because you've used up so much like energy making sure nobody on the road's being a dick.
Yeah.
I get angry driving other people if they're not grateful.
I do as well, yeah. I got angry when you were in my car and you were being a really ungrateful person.
I got angry when you were in my car and then you were ungrateful. So.
No, I've got a specific example. You're just repeating what I said.
No, I do as well.
So when we drove to... Do you remember when we were 4 hours late for a gig in Devon?
Oh my God.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I do.
We were 4 hours late for a gig. First of all, Bobby was 1 hour late for me.
That was Bobby's fault. That
car.
Had nothing to do with me.
We still had time.
So what did I do?
Well, you did 3 pisses on the way.
Yeah, well, I can't help that.
Well, stop
drink
drinking
a lot of
in
water.
The back of the car.
No, but then I get thirsty.
Well,
so
stop getting thirsty.
It's a never-ending cycle.
And then it was like really bad weather towards the end, like really stormy. And she was like, can't you just go faster? And I was like,
You were going very slowly.
I was going 60 when everyone else was going 60.
You wanted to get there quicker, but you were going very slowly. So I was trying to point out what you could do. If you wanted to get there quicker, you could have... gone quicker.
And then we got there and we had...
What time did you get there?
We got there at 10 p.m.
Oh my God, and your stage times were like 8.
And we were the 3 acts of the show.
They called in a local act to do an hour-long show. Then the MC had to do his hour. And then we got there. We only had enough time in the licensing left to do, I think, 15 minutes each between us.
Back to back.
Back to back. And then Bobby did like 30. And then we got a hotel. And then he sent me an email on Monday saying, got to knock off 50 quid for that. So because of her,
it's difficult. It is fair enough on the promoter's part to knock off.
That's a bodily function. Bobby was just late. Why aren't you angry with Bobby?
I'm angry with both of you.
Harry,
never brought this up before.
How long were your pisses?
It's not the actual time of the piss.
It's the diversion from
most. Sometimes I need to look at what's at the services.
She doesn't.
I'd like to know what's there in case I want a snack or something.
It's the same stuff in every place.
I know, but you know it's not. Sometimes it's different.
Imagine her just swanning around the services. I'm sitting outside furious and worrying about...
Doing like the ASMR.
Well, remember you could have driven quicker. Was there a drive we had when there was loads of coins? That I remember being angry with you then. We had like a bag of coins.
Why were you angry about the bag of coins?
I don't know, but why did we have a bag of coins?
I had a bag of coins in the car.
But we had to pay for petrol with the bag of coins.
No.
That was annoying.
No, it was, you locked yourself out or something.
Just with the bag of coins.
Oh no, I locked myself out of the house with just my car keys and a bag of coins in
Great.
The car that I was going to take to the Coinstar machine at Sainsbury's. So it was all like coppers and 5p's.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God, you were that guy at the SO just going...
Yeah, just got to Sheffield and back on a bag of coins. Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. And I'm sorry about the fact that I need to urinate sometimes.
No, come on.
No, I am. I'm really sorry.
You can do a better apology.
I sometimes need to urinate. As a pregnant woman, that is something
You
that...
weren't pregnant then. This is years ago.
I might have been pre-pregnant.
But you knew that you would one day be pregnant.
I knew,
you wanted to sort of get...
The eggs were already in my body. And actually, they were already in... my mother's body and my grandmother's body, because eggs pass down, they already exist inside you when you're born.
That's a weird fucking thing to say.
Why?
It's just weird.
It's unrelated, maybe. But unrelated. I'm just saying destiny, basically.
Christ, okay.
I'm just trying to make you tired so that you forget.
That's your strategy.
That's my strategy. Alex, what's your second bullet point?
Yeah, well, oh my God. So emotionally confident, diet disconnect. I just recently, a couple of recent times I cried.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, let's.
Is that what is that? That's the meat of the thing, isn't it?
That's what I want to think about. Unless they're really sad. Like, they're meant to be, it's more like times, because I cry a lot just for like humiliating reasons. Or like times that just don't make sense. Like I cried on Sunday when I went to see my family and I walked along the South Bank and the London Marathon was happening. And I just thought it was so lovely that it was happening at last. And there That's were all nice. These runners and I just started crying.
Okay.
So like something like that rather than like someone you love died.
Sure, sure, sure.
Because that would make sense.
This is what we send out in the email.
Amazing. But, yeah. I think most of mine lately are just from watching things.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
just TV and film. So watch the end of season one, Feel Good.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen that. Okay.
And there's just a very good moment with Lisa Kudrow's character and Mae Martin's character where Lisa Kudrow's character steps up to the plate. Anyway, don't spoil it for those who are not. Right. But the main thing with that was really annoying. So I, as I say, I like want to cry more because I think it's good. And it's like, I think it's good for like processing hormones.
Yes.
I did once have a, I ended up quite reasonably on the part of that ex, but I did cause an argument in a previous relationship where I was trying to explain that fact. But I was explaining at the wrong time because they were crying, and I was like, go for it, that's good, cry, that's good because crying's good because you process the hormones, like the excess like hormones out of your eyes.
Which I would think if you said that to me, I would think, are you calling me hormonal?
Exactly.
And you're saying I need to get rid of my hormones.
Exactly.
Yeah, that would be really annoying.
I was like, it's not gendered. It's true for men and women. That's not what I was saying. I was saying that you have objective, real reasons for being upset now, and that's why you're crying. But also, it's so funny when, as long as you don't mean it pejoratively or you're dismissing what someone's saying. I think technically saying that someone's hormonal, it's like, yeah, we are like chemical processing machines, like hormones are our data that we move around on.
But
that
is like get rid of these excess hormones, we can have a sensible chat.
yes, when you put it like that, it does. I mean, look, I genuinely meant it because it's a fact that I love, and it was more just me trying to say crying is good. Crying is good.
Yeah. He was just doing his best. You were twisting his words. What was the point of that?
I was just saying how I would have heard it.
Oh, I think it's very much my diplomatic position on it is that I think what I was saying wasn't objectively bad, but it was objectively dumb. It was very stupid. I don't think it was malicious or demeaning. That's my position.
I agree.
But I think it obviously feels demeaning.
I wouldn't agree with that.
No, oh, great. Got a meninist ally.
There we go. There we go, lads.
Takes the man's side.
So that was an error. I would say make sure it's been a long time from the person. You don't deploy that fact as someone is crying in a way that looks like you're delegitimizing the genuine reasons that they might be upset at that moment.
Yes, I'd say when people are crying, they don't necessarily want a fact.
Sure.
I think that's something we could maybe in future going forward.
Do you know that light takes 8 minutes to come from the sun to earth? This isn't helping. But so I have that so I'd like to cry more for those reasons. And so like what's annoying is I was watching this finale of Feel Good on the train back from Edinburgh, and I like hit a moment I was like, oh, it's happening. I'm doing some good crying here. But we then pulled into like Doncaster and it's like, and you know, there were only a couple other people in carriage, but then loads of people stopped, and then you're like, oh, the repression's kicking back in. So I just had like this real crying blue balls that I was just like there. And then it was just all behind my eyelid. And then it was like, a lot of people coming. I don't want a lot of people from Doncaster being like, are you okay? Are you okay? As they come on the train. So it was just really annoying. I had like 30% of real good cry. And I think if I'd been on my own, it would have been like real floods. Because I just found it very good.
Yeah.
But instead, I just had like quite a high hormone rest of my train trip.
I might try and watch something sad.
Yeah, I thought the end of that was good.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'll give it a shot.
What are you gonna watch?
Feel Good.
Yeah. Yeah. See Bobby in it.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Series one.
He's in series two.
Okay, I'll watch both series.
Yeah.
Cry at Bobby.
Cry at Bobby, yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea. What's number three?
You know where this is going.
It's the problem with the book. It does feel like I'm taking up real, more the structure on my shoulders.
Yeah, I think it just says
True Detective. I cried at the end of True Detective.
Series
which I think is series one. I've not watched the other two. But
oh,
I
it's
thought,
very scary.
Yeah, I just thought the last sort of, well, again, I don't want to spoil, but the sort of a speech that Matthew McConaughey's character has that I've just found very, given who Matthew McConaughey's character is in the rest of that show, this sudden intense emotional speech is pretty much it. Yeah.
It's very sort of, there's a lot of ideas being communicated in that show.
Mm.
I think I enjoyed that rather than the emotional element.
Yeah. No, it's a very good show. I waited for ages for it to come on Now TV and it is. So depending on when this podcast goes out, probably
I like that scene where they do that one shot.
Yeah, that's amazing. They jump over the fences and stuff.
Wait, which bit?
The shootout? Oh, yeah. That was incredible. It took them like 7 takes or something to get that right. So, I mean, it was still all one shot. But I think they had to do it like 6 or 7 times to get it completely right.
I could not deal with the pressure of that. They do that in Dunkirk, like the first like 30 minutes or something. And I would be that person who like 25 minutes in sneezed. And
at no point would you be in any of these two.
Yeah,
things,
I would be one of the maybe like, oh, yeah.
The motorcycle gang.
Yeah, maybe I didn't. Who would I be in it? I
Motorcycle
don't know.
Motorcycle gang or World War II soldier? Which one would you
be? We need to defeat Adolf Hitler. Hitler? Oh, we've got to shoot him. Sorry.
That would be, I couldn't handle the stress. That it would make me so nervous. Yeah, and I'd be like, we've got this far. Just keep going, everyone.
We'll do it in post audio where it's just someone dubs your one word of Hitler.
have you seen the new Bond?
Yeah.
Same director, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah, there's an emotional element to that.
I heard it's more of a love story than James Bond.
Yeah, it's much more love story than usual.
Did you say that, Elliot?
Yeah, Elliot told us.
Elliot
that.
Said
no spoilers.
Oh yeah, from dinner on Sunday. That's where I heard it from Elliot.
Amazing.
I've told like three people that Elliot on Sunday.
Right.
So you didn't have the ability
to steal someone else's day for else as a result.
I did think you were in the WhatsApp group.
Yeah, well, I wasn't. You could tell just by tapping at the top.
I thought you were just being rude. Yeah, look, I think he's in it.
Who's in it?
You're in the WhatsApp group.
I'm not.
You just ignored it.
I did not ignore it.
Yeah, I think he's in it.
I'm not in it.
Oh my God.
What's
you're
the group
in
the, called?
You've blocked the WhatsApp group. Snill.
Have I?
And you just ignored the invite and Sean's birthday.
Are you joking?
Yeah.
No, you aren't.
Snill, that's so
What's
rude.
The group called?
I'm chocolate beer.
No, I haven't got it. It's not here, honestly.
You've blocked it.
Honestly,
that's,
please.
That's what it means. You've blocked it.
All right, not now. We can't deal with this now, can we?
Oh, is there like an extra Patreon level
look,
where
oh,
you can have?
Yeah, the group.
It was muted.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean, you muted the group.
Oh, I'm so
That's
sorry.
That's so rude. Why did you mute in group? Why did you mute and archive it?
What was happening before it?
That's so rude. Someone who annoyed you so much that you muted
No one
and
did. I don't know
it.
Why. I think I muted loads of group. That's a picture of me in it.
That's what you went out on.
Amazing.
You posted a picture of your face
I went out
and then
on
you muted
picture.
And archived it.
I always think the like the new ransomware thing for like the comedy industry would be if you hack someone's Twitter and then get a screenshot of everyone they've muted on Twitter.
Yeah.
and then that's like pay me £1,000 or I'll release.
I'm getting anxious thinking about
that.
That
is so stressful. I mute everyone at Edinburgh because God. just speaking to people is enough.
Yeah.
But then.
Then after the Fringe, you're like, in a way, isn't the Edinburgh Fringe like a 12-month process anyway?
No, it's actually really nice.
I'd like to say sorry to Sean McLaughlin for not coming to your birthday on Sunday. I know you're listening. Oh, that's terrible.
That's so rude. I thought you were being rude.
I'm sad about that.
And then because I asked you, I thought
there.
You were away.
Do you know what I was doing?
No.
I was watching the Chicken Cottage Awards on YouTube.
What does that mean?
Amazing.
It's the Chicken Cottage.
They got the Kebab Awards, don't they? They're trying to rival. They're trying to rival the.
Sorry.
It's an award ceremony for all the franchisees of Chicken Cottage.
Who won?
Well, the Holborn one won Best Business Attitude.
Really? Yeah. I have how always thought their attitude's good.
I don't know what it is. And then I watch loads of videos on how to franchise McDonald's.
Amazing.
It's a good night.
What were the tips you got about franchising a McDonald's?
I was just watching these corporate videos when there's all these people that become franchisees and they're like, oh, I feel like I found my home. It's just a McDonald's, man. You know?
Oh, my God.
It's not your house. And they're like, oh, it's like a family here. And it's obviously not. But...
Have they got milkshakes back yet?
What?
McDonald's. Because I think I have a theory that people wouldn't have voted for Brexit if they knew that we wouldn't have milkshakes.
Oh, they ran out of milkshakes?
McDonald's milkshakes. I think because it would have been chain. A game changer if we knew that that would be the effect.
It's still going.
It wouldn't have gone ahead. No, there's no milkshakes.
But do you know, I spoke to a man who runs some McDonald's franchises and he said, I asked him, why is the milkshake often not... This is actually quite interesting. This is relevant.
No, but where did you meet this man?
He was a promoter of a gig.
Promotes a gig and has McDonald's.
Well,
How many McDonald's
he's a manager of the franchises. He doesn't own them.
Okay.
He said the guy that owns them started out as a Saturday boy, like working Ronald. On McDonald's. Yeah, Ronald owns all the McDonald's. And now he owns 10 of them and they all earn 40 grand a month each.
What, and he gets all that money?
Yes, yeah, profit.
What are we doing here?
That's what I said to other people.
So that's why you're now looking into McDonald's?
I was just looking randomly because I was looking at the Chicken Cottage stuff. But anyway.
But the lesson, okay, the lesson to apply to our industry then, right, is that what we need is we need all the comedians to club together, work out what the best set is. And then we build that set and then every comedian is licensed to perform that set.
And then
whoever like created that set more gets like an extra cut of the like writing profits. Yeah.
But well, that's what Tape Face has done, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
There's now 10 Tape Faces.
But the whole comedy
industry
is Tape Face. There's just one
set.
Yeah,
we just pick one person. Yeah, we pick the best.
That's a good idea.
All the best jokes. And then it's like a real industry privilege for your joke to make. But then all other jokes are banned. It's only that 40 minute set that is allowed.
And what would be fun is because maybe if I got a joke in there, I'd like to see you perform it.
You can't force me to. Well, actually, if you're a franchisee, you have to sell that joke.
Exactly.
And you have to do it to the best of your ability.
And I'll do one about my period and then you have to deliver it.
But the milkshake.
A man desperate to get back to milkshake facts.
Desperately trying to avoid any conversation about emotions or periods.
This is important, though.
By talking about McDonald's franchises.
I think the more people that know this, this is important. The reason why milkshakes are often not available at McDonald's is sometimes, you know, they say there's no milkshake available. It's really annoying. And it's apparently because the machines have different colors for strawberry, vanilla, chocolate, obviously. The strawberry is red, but above it, there's another red button which shuts it down and puts it in heat treatment for 4 hours. And the company that makes them is licensed by McDonald's to make them, and they have a contract for maintenance, and they make something like 75% of their profit from call-outs to go and sort the machines out. So they sort of put a button above the strawberry button, which turns it off and calls them out.
What?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Why do all milkshakes always taste a bit like banana?
That's a different... I don't know. Okay. I didn't ask them.
I thought you might know
about it. Sorry, so Sunil only knows inbuilt obsolescence facts that deliberately...
Sorry, I just had a general question. I thought you'd done good research.
This is like a new version of Death of a Salesman where it's deliberately making all the milkshake machines explode. There's a distraught Willy Loman franchise owner.
Do you have any more bullet points, Alex?
So I cried the other day. Have you heard the Sham Van Etten Angel Olsen song like I used to?
No. But...
Very good recommendation. It's a duet. They've collaborated and they the sort of structure of the song is very like it's both sort of nostalgic and hopeful, where it's just like lists the choruses that they alternate on are lists of things they used to do, like sleeping in late, like I used to, like taking what's mine, like I used to, like all this very emotional sort of like being young stuff. But then it's also like, and I'm gonna do this again. I was just driving, and I'd been sort of down to see my parents first time a little bit, and I sort of had a big. Uh, But again, it's quite, you can't fully cry when driving because you need your eyes in a big way, actually. Yeah. So I don't know. Have you ever cried driving?
Absolutely sobbed while driving many times. Yeah.
But she doesn't give a shit driving.
But it actually calms me down. It's good because lots of people try and stop me from getting in the car when I'm sobbing. But actually, it calms me
just
down.
Just get your keys. You're not fit to drive.
But actually, it's good for me. It makes me, don't look at me with disgust.
I'm not.
It makes
that's
me
not
feel
disgust.
Better. What's that look then?
Confusion. Why can't you read expressions anymore?
Disgust's cousin.
It is not disgust's cousin. Confusion is just to clear it up for the future.
I think that's lovely. I think that's such a
nice.
It's
nice to cry to a song.
Everyone knows that
it?
Feeling of like driving home and listening to a song and remembering when you were young.
Yeah.
You know, apart from Snell, I think.
I am young. I don't need to remember it. No, I never cried behind the wheel.
So you want to try and cry more, Alex? I think that's
what Elon Musk is trying to do with his self-driving cars. So we can all just fucking cry our way to the capitalist hellscape of work. Yeah,
can't wait.
I'd still want to pretend I'm driving. I think I want maybe one of those children's wheels or something. Where because that if I'm getting a bit teary, then that would be good.
And you've got a horn when you honk, but it's like an elephant's trunk. An elephant's like. Is that how, that's
is
a
that
cat
you want?
Mew?
Wait. What?
Yeah. Let's move past whatever the like. I've forgotten the word for what an elephant's
trunk.
But what is it when they make the noise? A trumpet.
Trumpet. Yes,
I know what you mean, but why?
Oh, because you've got like a child's wheel, and then it's doing it. It's like a little child's.
Oh, it's making like
thing,
a child's noise.
Like
I thought it might be some like smart elephant fact, but no.
Hey, look, if anyone wants, just look, if any of you cry right now, I can give you a completely useless, extraneous fact that will, if anything, make you feel like
cry.
I'm not taking your emotion.
An elephant one,
cry.
Don't kick me.
So, I have one. Elephants take years to give birth. They keep the babies, they grow the babies for years.
Gestation period.
Yes. Yeah.
How long is it?
So, like, it years. Is like a couple of years. Like, couple of it's, years. It's a long one, yeah.
Yes.
Do you want to do your story?
Do you want to hear a sad story?
Yes, please.
Okay. This is a really good one. And I know whenever I say that, no one else thinks it's a good one, but I actually really think it's a really good one.
It's never been a good one.
Well, this time it is. Okay. It's from a very legitimate website that you both know and love.
BuzzQuid. BuzzQuid Fizz.
Oh my God. Do you want the latte receptacle?
Oh, I'm loving now.
Good, I just swallowed the dribble back again.
That's nice.
Okay. Oh no, I lost it. Hang on. God.
What's the website?
Okay, so.
What's the website? BuzzQuid.
I'll tell you afterwards. The headline is, I fell down a hidden well. I heard a crack and the floor gave way. Last summer, my wife Angela and I helped our friend Diane move to a rental house in Connecticut. The house was built in about 1823, a wooden structure over a stone foundation that had been added onto a number of times during its history. Diane has two children, and when we arrived together, she was preparing to put a bed frame together. I offered to take over. She needed to pick up her children. Before leaving, she pointed out a white square on the wooden floor and said, "Would you cover that patch with the bed, please? I'm not sure what's going on, but I think the boards are a little weak there." We were on the ground floor, so there was no sense of danger. Diane's only worry was that her son might jump out of bed and damage them. The first three sections of the bed went together easily, but when I stood up to look for the fourth, I heard a crack. I had stepped in the middle of the mysterious square. The floor sagged and then gave way. Rather than throw my hands out to grab for support, I pressed them against my sides. I don't know what made me do that. Some strange instinct or sheer luck. A second later, I was underwater. It felt as if I stepped into a swimming pool. I resurfaced and started scrabbling for a handhold, but felt only wet, slippery rock. I was in a circular shaft made of large, rough stones, at least 15 foot above me.
Why are you laughing?
This podcast is called Why Is Harry Laughing? Yeah, right?
He was just in his room and then suddenly he was 15 foot down a well and all he was doing was just standing there. It never happens.
It's supposed to be a sad story,
though.
It
never happens. It is sad.
It's sad, but you find it really funny.
I realised I was at the bottom of a well.
he was frantically calling my name. I'm okay, I yelled as I dreaded water in the well. Should I call 911? She asked. Yes, I replied breathlessly. I think that would be a good idea. Anyway, he's down.
How is that the sad story?
So if you don't subscribe to the Patreon, Sunil's just crying so hard.
Sunil, would you not be sad if just right now suddenly you're 15 foot down a well? You'd be so sad.
I would be sad, but why, if it's a sad story, were you laughing all the way through it?
Because it's also amusing that he fell down a well. I've fallen down a well as well. And as somebody that's fallen down a well, I'm allowed to laugh at people that fall down wells. Okay,
sorry, when did you fall down a well?
In France.
In France. Don't want to say anything else. When was it?
He said, the water wasn't freezing, but nor was it a temperature I'd want to swim in.
Yeah, do you whack the heating on for your subterranean well?
What website is this?
The Guardian.
Okay.
Is this one of those like experiences? Yeah, I fell in a well.
It's true. Yeah, says experience. I fell down a well.
Yes!
But you always say I only do ones that aren't legitimate. But this is The Guardian.
I've got a story about someone falling down.
Yes.
My old flatmate Chris Gow got off the train at King's Cross, and he was just on his phone, not really paying attention, and he fell
down a well. Did he?
He fell in the gap between the train and the platform.
Oh no! My god! Oh my
proper
god!
Proper fell. Where did he get up to? Do you all the way down?
Yeah, all the way down.
Oh my god!
And then a couple of people walked past, laughing at him, and then someone helped him out.
Jesus.
Yeah, just on his phone, not paying attention.
But well, he's one of the dangerous people. He's one of the mind the gap people. Like,
did
it's
he
like
put
it just takes
arms
one
out to the side.
No, or... he was on his phone, so he didn't know. He stepped forward, and suddenly he was down. Yeah.
Oh dear. Yeah. Well,
that's
this
sad
guy, he said, I had struck the water so cleanly that my glasses stayed on.
Is that what happens if you strike water right cleanly?
He said, I had minor scrapes and bruises, but I slept well that night.
Well, I don't think it's a sad story.
They have moved the bed. Oh, lovely. Lovely.
I'm
if
just imagining
has...
the film of that where it's just like, the film of that where at the end it says like, da-da-da, went to like university and graduated. We're gonna be like, they moved the bed.
They did move the bed in the end.
Anyone has fallen down a well, I would love to hear about it.
Yeah, can you send us stories of how you've all fallen down? We
or
have
just
a lot
a hole, then. Just holes in general when you're not expecting it. Not if you died or anything like that, but like...
Sure, don't write in if you died, actually. overall.
Please don't let us know.
Keep it yourself.
If you were fine and you just fell down a hole, it would really... That would be lovely.
That would be really lovely. All right, well, that wraps it up for this week. Thank you for being so professional.
Yeah, thank
Alice.
You for
it's
bringing...
It's been really nice having you on.
Hope my predominantly media-based crying bullet points were satisfactory.
Do you have anything to promote? Anything that you're doing or just your Twitter or something?
Yeah, just I guess my Twitter. I'm gigging, but I'm not like particularly touring at the moment. But just come watch a gig. My Twitter's Alex Keeley, K-E-A-L-Y.
You have a... Is it weekly, your gig?
I've got a monthly new material gig at the Camden Head in Camden, not in Angel, if you're a Londoner.
Oh, it's moved.
It's moved from the Star of Kings. Yeah. I mean, it still continues to be, but RIP, my gig being at the Star of Kings. The Star of Kings continues to function as a very solid comedy venue.
Yes.
That's great. That is my promotion.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You?
No, I don't have anything to promote.
No, nor do I.
Just follow us on Twitter. If you could review the podcast, that's always very nice. Do join us on Patreon. They are actually often some of my favourite episodes. No offence to the guests that we have. But we do the Patreon ones. It's just me and Sunil talking. It's very fun. So come and join us on there. There's lots there now. And it's just, it's a few quid a month.
Yeah, there's loads of old episodes as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much, everybody. Be careful out there. There's wells about. Bye-bye.
Bye.